Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading to you from the 2018 revised version of the Independent Living Reference and Resource Notebook from the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. Section 4, Healthy Foods and Diet. And this is a section that has a bunch of wonderful sounding recipes. The first one is marinated chicken. Ingredients: timer, double spatula or tongs, GF grease catcher, oven mitt or glove, meat thermometer. Then you need chicken breasts, skinless, boneless, 30-minute marinade, such as KC Masterpiece or Ken's Steakhouse. Directions: marinate chicken breasts for about 30 minutes. Place breasts and marinade in a Ziploc bag and shake until meat is well coated. Repeat shaking every 10 minutes. Plug in the GF grill and preheat for 5 minutes. Place chicken on grill with tongs or clean hands. Set timer for 7 minutes. Remove chicken with double spatula or tongs. Test temperature must be greater than 160 degrees. And by the way, GF is the George Foreman grill. Tip: try different marinades. There are some good marinades in prepackaged envelopes or rubs. Also, try different meats: turkey breast fillets, boneless pork loin chops, sirloin steak. Turkey burgers. Ingredients: grease tray / grill scraper, double spatula, timer, oven mitt or glove. 1 pound ground turkey. Make sure it says 100% turkey. 1/4 cup chopped onion. 1/4 cup chopped zucchini. 1/4 cup Italian breadcrumbs. Directions: preheat grill for 5 minutes. Chop zucchini and onion. Mix ground turkey, zucchini, onion, and breadcrumbs together. Form into patties. Hand place turkey burger on grill. Set timer to 6 minutes. Continue cooking for another minute if not completely cooked. Use oven mitt to lift lid and double spatula to remove meat from grill. Note: not all ground turkey is healthy. In fact, dark turkey meat has twice the fat of white meat. Look for ground turkey that contains only white meat from the breast and no turkey parts. Just 100% ground turkey meat. Suggestion: soak paper towels and lay inside unplugged George Foreman grill while still hot. After 1 or 2 minutes, wipe clean. All right, George Foreman, mustard lemon chicken breasts, 2 tablespoons mustard, 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar, 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 teaspoon paprika, 4 to 6 ounce chicken breasts halved, skin taken off. Preheat grill 3 to 5 minutes. Mix first 5 ingredients. Add chicken breast and let it marinate for at least 1/2 hour in refrigerator. Place marinated chicken on grill and close lid. Cook 3.5 minutes. Remove and serve. George Foreman burritos. 2 small onions chopped. 4 cloves garlic minced. 4 cups ground meat, shredded beef or chicken cubed. 2.5 cups canned red chili sauce, 2 teaspoons salt, 1 teaspoon cinnamon and cumin. Preheat grill 3 to 5 minutes. Add onions and garlic. Close lid. Saute 1 minute. Add meat or chicken. Close lid and cook 3 minutes or until cooked through. Add red chili sauce and seasoning until mixed through and hot. Remove from grill. Yields 8 burritos. Roll into warmed flour tortilla and top with your choice of guacamole, sour cream, or shredded jack cheese. Crunchy chicken tenders. Ingredients: 3/4 pounds of chicken tenders sliced, 2 egg whites, discard the yolk, 1 cup cornflake or crumbs, 1 tablespoon olive oil or cooking spray. Supplies: 2 low-lipped bowls for dipping eggs and cornflakes, paper towels, George Foreman grill, tongs for moving meat to and from grill, timer, talking or large print. Using your rice cooker to steam vegetables, pour measured amount of water into black removable cooking pot, insert metal steaming tray, add vegetables that you wish to serve, put glass lid on top, press the cook switch down and light will illuminate. No timer is needed as switch will pop up when water evaporates and food is done. Food will stay warm in pot. Serve soon after switch pops up or allow to sit in tray for softer vegetables. After serving, cooking pot should be washed with Teflon rag or scrubber. Enjoy! And popular vegetables to cook in the steamer. Use 1 cup of water and cook for 25 minutes. Carrots, corn, green beans. Use 3/4 cups of water. Cook for 20 minutes. Asparagus, peas, spinach, squash, zucchini. Use 1/2 cup of water and cook for 15 minutes. Broccoli. You can also use the steamer to steam fish, chicken, pork, and beef using the top metal tray. All right, here's another recipe for baby carrots with dill butter. It serves 4. Ingredients: 1 pound baby carrots pre-washed in bag, 1 tablespoon dried dill weed, 1/2 stick butter. Directions: put carrots into steamer. Steam according to directions for your steamer, usually 15 to 20 minutes. Melt butter on very low heat, can be done in microwave for 15 to 30 seconds. Stir in dill weed and let sit with butter to flavor throughout. Remove carrots from steamer and place in serving bowl. Pour butter over and gently mix. Caution: do not overcook butter, it will burn. Best to just put on lowest heat possible and let it melt. There's another note. Carrots and dill are often planted together in the garden, as the dill keeps the insects away from the carrots. All right, asparagus with Parmesan cheese. Serve 6. Ingredients: rotary grater, 1 banded pack of fresh asparagus, whole Parmesan cheese. Note, the best Parmesan cheese is from Parma, Italy. Grating it fresh releases the potent flavor of this wonderful cheese. Directions: wash asparagus under cold running water and drain. Snap fibrous thick ends of asparagus away from tender part by holding each end and flexing until it snaps. Place asparagus tips in steamer facing all the same direction. Steam according to your steamer's directions, about 15 minutes. Remove asparagus and place on serving dish, all asparagus facing same direction. Grate Parmesan cheese over asparagus while still hot. Tip: after steaming and putting on serving plate, you can add 1/4 cup melted butter, drizzle over asparagus, and then sprinkle with canned Parmesan cheese. It adds more calories, but still very tasty. Cauliflower with cheddar cheese. Ingredients: rotary grater, steamer, casserole dish, 1 head of cauliflower, cheddar cheese. And the note on this: for this dish, you can use mild or sharp cheddar according to your tastes. Grating it fresh releases the potent flavor of the cheese. Directions: wash cauliflower under cold running water and drain. Cut base away from cauliflower head and make sure all leaves are removed. Break cauliflower into florets. Place florets in steamer. Steam according to your steamer's directions, about 10 minutes. Remove cauliflower and place in casserole dish. Grate cheddar cheese over cauliflower while still hot. Place top on casserole dish to ensure that cheese melts. Ooh, holiday cider. Serves 12. You need ladle and cups for hot liquid. And the ingredients: 1 64-ounce bottle of apple juice or cider, 1/2 of a 32-ounce bottle of 100% cranberry juice, and you can use low sugar, 2 sticks whole cinnamon, 1 to 2 tablespoons whole cloves, 1 orange, do not peel, cran raisins, they're optional. tip, the cinnamon sticks will swell in diameter. I sometimes replace them and the cloved orange after a couple of days if continuing to cook cider for 4 to 5 days. All right, here are the directions. Press whole cloves into the orange. Tip, squeeze orange to loosen up juices inside. Also, you might want to use something to punch a tiny hole before you try to press the clove into the orange. Pour apple and cranberry juice into crock pot. Add 2 sticks of whole cinnamon. Add orange with cloves. Turn crock pot to high and cover. Cook 4 to 6 hours. Optional. Add cran raisins during last hour. Ladle cider into cups. Careful, cider may be very hot. And there's a note. I make this on Thanksgiving morning and keep adding liquid to it all weekend. Apple juice, cranberry juice ratio is 2 to 1. So 2 apple juice to 1 cranberry juice. The house smells wonderful and people just enjoy it all throughout the holiday. Chuck roast with gravy. Ingredients, mixing bowl. 3 to 4 pounds chuck roast, 1 can cream of mushroom soup, 1 package Lipton's Recipe Secrets dry onion soup mix, and 1/2 cup of milk, any kind. Directions. Optional, sear all sides of roast in a frying pan before adding to crock pot. 2. Put roast in bottom of crock pot. 3. Whisk together cream of mushroom soup, Lipton onion soup mix, and milk, any kind. 4. Pour mixture over roast. 5. Turn on crock pot to low. 6. Cook for 8 hours. This makes a roast that is so tender that it falls apart, and the mixture creates a yummy gravy to pour over rice. Suggestion? While the roast is cooking, use the final hour to steam some rice and vegetables to complete your meal. All right, how about a strawberry banana smoothie? All right, this serves 4. You need a blender, 16 medium strawberries, 1 medium banana, 1 chobani Greek vanilla yogurt, 6-ounce container, and you need ice. All right, what do you do? For directions, you blend the fruit and yogurt, then add ice until slushy. And note, this is a diabetic-appropriate snack. It's 80 calories, 15 grams carbs, and 5 grams of protein. Suggestion? Chobani yogurt is not as bitter as most other Greek yogurts. The Greek yogurts are much higher in protein and therefore a substantial ingredient in smoothies, etc. All right, if you want to have some fun with your grandchildren, you might want to make them angel sweets. And it serves lots. All right, this is what you need. You need a big microwave-safe bowl and spoon, small microwave bowl, dry measuring cups, dry measuring spoons, and wax paper. Your ingredients, 1 6-ounce package or 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate pieces, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 egg, make sure it's pasteurized, 1 cup sifted confectioner's sugar, 1 cup chopped pecans, 2 cups miniature marshmallows, and 1/2 cup flaked coconut. Now, how to melt chocolate? 1. Put chocolate in big microwave-safe bowl. 2. Melt at 50% power for 1 minute. Check. Continue for 30 seconds until chocolate is melted and shiny. 3. Melt butter separately and stir into chocolate. 4. Then melt mixture for additional 15 seconds. Now, here are the directions. Wash hands very well. That was number 1. Number 2. Get out 1 egg and let sit on counter for 20 minutes. 3. Put long strip of wax paper on kitchen counter. 4. Melt chocolate and butter, according to the directions we just read. 5. Quickly blend in egg while chocolate is hot. 6. Stir in sugar, nuts, and marshmallows. 7. Blend well. 8. Shape into 1-inch balls. 9. Roll in coconut. 10. Set on wax paper to cool. 11. Keep in refrigerator. Tip. Buy paper candy cups. After cooling, put each piece in a cup. Important. This recipe does use a microwave and ingredients are cooked, so supervision of children is important. So something you can make with your kids, grandkids. Same thing with this one, instant pudding pie. You're going to need a mixing bowl, wire whisk, glass measuring cup, large metal spoon. Your ingredients, 1 1-ounce package instant pudding, 3/4 to 1 cup fat-free milk or lactaid milk, graham cracker pie crust in tin, and Cool Whip. Thaw if frozen before trying to spread. The directions, measure milk and pour into bowl. Add 1 package of pudding. Beat with whisk until pudding thickens. Spoon into graham cracker pie crust. Smooth top of pudding with the back of the metal spoon. And there's a note here about doing that. If your spoon is getting sticky, place your large metal spoon under hot running water to rinse and to add some heat to help with spreading ingredients. All right, so once you've smoothed the top of the pudding with the back of the metal spoon, carefully spread Cool Whip over top using a large spoon to place dollops over top and use back of spoon to spread completely over the pudding. Refrigerate for 1/2 hour before serving. And here's a suggestion. I especially love using either pistachio, vanilla, banana, or chocolate pudding in this recipe. Kids will love it. You want to make some fun Play-Doh for your kids to play with or grandkids? Makes 3.5 pounds. All right, you're going to need 3 to 4 cups all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups salt, 1.5 tablespoons cream of tartar, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, food coloring, latex gloves, and the recommended brand is the Kroger brand of latex gloves. Okay, and the directions. Mix all ingredients except food coloring together using an electric mixer or by hand. Dump onto large sheet of wax paper. Divide dough into batches, as many colors as you wish to make. Put on latex gloves and knead food coloring into dough until smooth. Store in a covered container. Note, this product does not require refrigeration. It is non-toxic. Have fun! Suggestion? Try making your recipes with grandchildren outside at a picnic table or on a plastic picnic tablecloth. Much easier to clean up. All right, here's something for the induction cooktop. Pasta primavera. Serve 6, cooking time 16 minutes. Ingredients, 1 pound rotini. Cook according to package instructions. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 medium onion sliced. 1 medium red bell pepper cut into thin slices. 1 medium green bell pepper cut into thin slices. 1 cup white mushrooms, quartered. 1 yellow squash, cut in half lengthwise, then cut into 1/4-inch slices. 1.5 to 2 cups marinara sauce. Salt and pepper to taste. Directions. Set induction burner to stir fry setting, which is setting 3. And heat the oil in sauté pan. When the oil becomes hot, put in the onion and stir fry for 2 minutes. Add the bell peppers and white mushrooms and stir fry for 3 minutes. Add the salt, pepper, and squash and stir fry for 3 to 5 minutes. Put in the rotini pasta and cook for 3 minutes. Pour in marinara sauce and mix well. Cook for an additional 2 to 3 minutes until bubbly and serve. Brown rice with cran raisins and walnuts, again, for the induction cooktop. All right, what you're going to need is an induction cooktop, stainless steel pot, dry measuring cups, liquid measuring cup, small bowl. You need instant brown rice, cran raisins, chopped walnuts, and orange juice. And note, cran raisins can be found in the dried fruit section. They are dried cranberries. Directions. An hour before cooking rice, so an hour before cooking the rice, measure 3/4 to 1 cup of cran raisins. Place cran raisins in a bowl and cover with orange juice. Allow to sit so that cran raisins can plump up a bit. Measure 3/4 to 1 cup of chopped walnuts. Prepare instant brown rice according to directions using induction cook burner. Water will begin to boil very quickly. After adding rice, immediately turn down burner to lowest setting and then turn off after 1 to 2 minutes. Once rice has absorbed all the water, stir in cran raisins with enough orange juice to flavor the rice. Then stir in walnuts. Tip: you can do variations on this dish. For example, substitute golden raisins and slivered almonds. Again, on the induction cooktop, applesauce pork chops. Ingredients: 2 boneless pork chops, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 cup applesauce, 1 tablespoon cinnamon. Mist the bottom of the skillet with olive oil. Brown pork chops on both sides. Remove chops from skillet. Cover bottom of pan with 1/2 cup of the applesauce. Put chops on applesauce and put remainder 1/2 cup of applesauce on chops. Cover and simmer for 45 minutes. Uncover and sprinkle with cinnamon. Note, I use pork loin chops, and when they are done, they are so tender and good. Enjoy. Induction cooktop, scrambled eggs. Serves 1. All right, you're going to need a medium-sized bowl, small whisk, plastic or wooden stirring spoon, rotary grater. Your ingredients: 1 tablespoon butter, 1/2 cup liquid eggs, pinch of salt, pinch of pepper, cheese, whether it's cheddar, pepper jack, or Burson, your choice. Directions: preheat skillet to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Break 2 eggs into the bowl. Whisk well, and when lifting out whisk, the stringy white part should come out with the whisk. Add pinch of salt and pepper. Whisk again. Prepare a block of cheese for rotary grater. Melt butter in skillet. Pour in egg mixture and, as it begins to set, then start stirring around. While still wet, grate in cheese and keep stirring until done. Note, if using a soft cheese like Burson or cream cheese with chives, you do not need to grate. Just add about 1 tablespoon and stir in and let melt into eggs. Suggestion: you can always stir in a little dried chives or salsa as eggs begin to cook to liven up your eggs. Induction cooktop, baked apples. Serves 2. You're going to need an apple corer, microwave safe bowl, dry measuring cups, measuring spoons. Your ingredients: 1/4 cup raisins or chopped dates, 1/2 cup brown sugar, 1/2 cup water, 1 tablespoon butter, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg. Your directions: core the apples and slice bottom of apple so it will sit flat in skillet. Place in skillet. Fill with raisins or chopped dates. Combine brown sugar, water, butter, cinnamon, and nutmeg in microwave-safe bowl. Bring to a boil. Pour over apples in skillet. Cook at 350 degrees for 50 minutes. That's 50. Baste occasionally. So yummy. This is a delicious and pretty healthy dessert. All right, how about microwave cooking? Lipton's onion-flavored potatoes. Serve 6 to 8. You're going to need covered casserole dish, sharp knife, cutting board, cutting glove or finger protector. Your ingredients: 4 large red potatoes, unpeeled, cut into 1-inch chunks, 1 packet of Lipton's onion soup mix, 3 tablespoons canola oil. How to cut potato chunks. Slice potato lengthwise into thirds. Lay flat edge on cutting board. Cut potato long potatoes the long way. Then cut potatoes the short way. Directions: 1. Place potato chunks into glass casserole or baking dish. 2. Sprinkle Lipton's onion soup mix over potatoes. 3. Drizzle with oil. 4. Stir well to coat. 5. Cover dish and cook on high for 4 minutes. 6. Stir and return to microwave for 3 to 4 more minutes. 7. Test for doneness with fork. Potatoes should be just beginning to feel soft. Cooking will continue during standing time, so do not overcook. Let stand in microwave for 4 minutes before eating. Suggestion: This recipe can be cut in half if cooking for fewer people. Otherwise, it serves 6 to 8. All right, we've got some oven cooking here, or I should say baking. Pumpkin spice muffins serves 2 dozen. You're going to need muffin tins, Pam baking spray, canning funnel, and a scoop. Your ingredients: Duncan Hines spice cake mix, Libby's 100% pure pumpkin 15-ounce can, 1 to 2 tablespoons water, 2 ounces chopped walnuts, which is optional. Note, I find it easier to put pumpkin into bowl and add a little of the spice cake mix at a time and mix it in. Then add more until all is blended in well. And suggestion, use a canning funnel inserted into the large muffin tin hole to guide batter into hole. Directions, preheat oven to 350. That's number one. Number two, spray muffin tins with Pam baking spray. 3, mix spice cake mix into pumpkin and blend well. 4, if needed, add 1 to 2 tablespoons or teaspoons of water. 5, add walnuts if desired. Remember, they add calories and protein. 6, use scooper, an ice cream scooper or baking scoop. Fill each section of muffin pans. Makes 24 regular muffins or 48 small muffins. 7, bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 12 to 15 minutes, depending on size of muffins. And 8, test for doneness. Insert toothpick into center of cupcake. If it is clean, no batter. When removed, the cupcake is cooked. These are so good and freeze well. Be sure to ease all the air out of the Ziploc bag before placing in the freezer. All right, how about some spicy roasted pecans? Yum, yum, in the oven. You're going to need a cookie sheet, large glass bowl, slotted spoon. All right, ingredients, 4 to 5 cups pecans, which is about 1 pound. 1/2 cup unsalted butter to 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon seasoning salt. And this person uses Lawry's. Directions, 1, preheat oven to 250 degrees Fahrenheit. 2, melt butter in microwave in a large glass container. 3, add Worcestershire sauce and seasoning salt and mix in well. 4, stir in pecans with a slotted spoon. 5, spread onto a cookie sheet in 1 layer. Try to keep pecans away from edges of pan. 6, bake at 250 degrees Fahrenheit for about 1 or more hours until pecans are done, baked completely through. 7, stir approximately every 15 minutes. 8. Drain on paper towels. 9. Serve warm. And after cooling, store in airtight container. Can be reheated in microwave for 30 seconds. Tip, this is one of those recipes where you can eat the whole batch in one sitting. Be sure to measure your portion and leave the rest in a storage container. Alrighty. What else do we have here? We have an orange Julius recipe for the blender. You're going to need an electric blender, 1/4 dry measuring cup, 1 cup liquid measuring cup, and 1 teaspoon. Your ingredients, 1/4 cup sugar or Splenda, 1 cup water, 6 ounce frozen orange juice, 1 cup milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 10 ice cubes. Directions? 1. Mix 1/4 cup sugar into 1 cup warm water and stir until blended to make a simple syrup. Option, 1 cup cold water and 1/4 cup Splenda. 2. Pour simple syrup into blender. 3. Add frozen orange juice, milk, and vanilla. 4. Blend for 1 to 2 minutes, beginning on low, blend and increasing to medium speed. 5. Add ice cubes one at a time until blended well. Note, you may be able to add ice cubes through the top of the blender cover, if the handle removes to allow for a small opening. Suggestion, if lactose intolerant, we recommend using Lactaid, a lactose-free milk available in the refrigerated milk section. All right, how about some instant pudding? 2 packages. of 1 ounce Jell-O sugar-free instant pudding, 1 2-thirds cup cold fat, 1 2-thirds cup cold fat-free milk, 1 ready-made pie shell, and 8 ounces Cool Whip. Pour milk into large bowl, beat in all of pudding mix and half of Cool Whip with a wire whisk. Pour mix into pie shell. Spread rest of Cool Whip over the top. Serve immediately or refrigerate, and it yields 8 servings. Ooh, how about a fruit medley? 2 cans pineapple chunks, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, 1 cup yogurt, 1 cup seedless grapes cut in halves, 1 can mandarin oranges, 2 tablespoons flour. Drain juice from pineapple. In a 2-quart casserole, cook juice and flour in microwave for 1.5 to 2 minutes. Stir halfway. Stir in vanilla. Allow to cool for 10 minutes. Blend in the yogurt. Stir in fruit and chill. Serve chilled. And here's a recipe for a pineapple delight. 1 15-ounce can crushed pineapple, sugar-free, well-drained. Save the juice. 1 small box of sugar-free lime Jell-O. 8-ounce cream cheese at room temperature. Whipping cream. 1/2 cup chopped nuts, which are optional. 1/2 cup miniature marshmallows. Drain pineapple liquid into pot with a box of lime Jell-O and bring to a boil. In a separate bowl, mix together cream cheese, pineapple, and Jell-O mixture. In a separate bowl, whip 1 cup of whipping cream until it has stiff peaks. Add to the cream cheese mixture. Add marshmallows and nuts if desired. Pour into a mold or container and refrigerate until firm. And our last recipe, Ziploc omelets in a bag. Ingredients for 1 person, 2 eggs, ham, sliced thick and cubed 1 to 2 tablespoons, cheese, grated, 1/4 cup, onion, chopped, 1 to 2 tablespoons, green and or red pepper, chopped, 1 to 2 tablespoons, Ziploc freezer bag, quart-sized, and spray inside with nonstick spray, Mr. or Mrs. Dash for flavor and seasoning. And here's the procedure. 1. Boil water in a pot. 2. Crack eggs into sturdy cup lined with bag. 3. Choose chop vegetables and measure for taste. Cube ham is number 4. Number 5. Add grated cheese, ham, and vegetables to bag. Seal bag and mush ingredients together is number 6. Number 7. Open bag partially to try to remove excess air. 8. Drop bag into boiling water and heat for 13 minutes. 9. Remove bag with large spoon and dump omelet onto plate. 10. Serve with toast and fruit.